Yes, hi, Karina. Yes, I got to call you.
Yes, I'm just a little confused on your text message because if I just gave you 3 months of statements and with everything connected, why are you still requesting an award letter?
I'll tell you why. Sometimes the county might request that they want to see what the gross income is, like before taxes. But they can't see it from...
Oh, okay.
They can't see it from the direct
I don't think he's able to get that.
Okay, it's not that urgent, but they might request it sometimes. So it's not, you know, so necessary. But if you can get it, it would be great.
Yeah, I don't think I'm able to get that. He's not in a position to get it. So is that going to be an issue? And is there anything else that's just going to keep popping up? Because I feel like you're giving me bits and pieces of when you need information instead of just giving me a checklist where I can complete it.
Can you hold just one moment, please? Just one moment. I'll get back to you. Let me see. 1 second.
So what is the next step after this second appointment? Then what?
So once the second appointment is done, you have the PCP form done for Kevin. So that means that within a few days after the second assessment, the broker will send over the file to the county. The county will review all the information, the financial determination. It might take a week or even 2 weeks. And once they make a decision, they will notify you if you're approved for home care services. After that, the insurance company, the insurance plan, who will have your plan, will assign a service coordinator, which will come down and assess how many hours the patient needs. And from there, you'll be able to start care.
Okay. All right. So we're just waiting. All right. So are you going to keep me updated after the second appointment?
Yes. I'll try to check for you with the county. I'll also check the Promise website where I can see whoever is approved for the waiver. But it's also good, you'll get a notification as well. So no worries about that. And, so you said that the patient only has the Social Security income that goes into Direct Express. So if so, then the county would need any other information regarding financials. If you have the award letter, it might be, a step ahead as well. Okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
You too, bye-bye.